The devotional for today is entitled, On Which Side of the Line Will You Stand? Have you ever spotted a parking space in a crowded lot only to find that when you get there, your car will not fit? Many times, this is because some drivers do not respect the dividing lines. Some prefer to enter a spot at an angle, and because of laziness or selfishness, they don't straighten their car before running into the store. Others with fancy cars intentionally park in the middle of two spaces with their entire car on top of the dividing line because they want to avoid door dings and scratches from adjacent cars. The importance of dividing lines. Lines are there for a reason. They are meant to maintain order and give everyone a fair chance to find a parking space. Lines are everywhere. There are lines in lots to designate parking spaces. There are lines drawn at intersections so that pedestrians know where to cross the street. There are little but important lines drawn on rulers to show units of measurement. There are lines on baseball diamonds, basketball courts, and football fields to help referees know if the ball and players are in or out of play. Lines are very important. They help us know where we stand. We are either on one side of the line or the other. Who is on the Lord's side? Exodus 32 tells us that Moses drew an imaginary line in the sand. The prophet of old stepped in front of his Hebrew brethren, many of whom were guilty of worshiping a golden calf, and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered around him. Exodus 32:26. That day, many crossed the line and took a firm stand with the Lord. Sadly, many others, consumed by their pride and hard-headedness, remained on the other side of that imaginary line. They chose their sinful pleasures, their opinions, their feelings, etc., over doing the will of God. Years later, Jesus also drew a line when he said, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Matthew 12:30. That same line exists today. We must decide on which side of that line we will stand. Either we are with him or against him. There is no middle ground. A warning to fence straddlers. However, many of those who claim to follow Christ choose to stand on both sides of the line. With respect to these individuals, Jesus says, "I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." Revelation 3:15-16. On which side of the line will you stand?